Tonight on the Gary Zimak Show, we get back to our normal theme by looking at the daily mass readings, and we'll focus on what Catholics really believe. I want you to stay right there because it starts now. How y'all doing? Come on in, make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimak. It's great to be back with you here again on Blog Talk Radio. It seems like forever since we've done our regular theme, doesn't it? I mean, we've done total consecration to Jesus through Mary for the past 30-plus days, and tonight we get back to our regular daily themes. Let me just review them quickly so that you know what's coming up. Tonight on the program, we'll look at what Catholics really believe. We'll continue our walk through the Catechism of the Catholic Church by looking at Part 3, Life in Christ. And what I'll do, as I've always been doing on this show, is we'll look at the Compendium of the Catechism, which is a question and answer form of the Catechism. It's a little bit easier for this purpose, for the purpose of doing a radio show. Tuesday, Imitating Christ. We look at the book, The Imitation of Christ, by Thomas A. Kempis. Wednesday, My Daily Bread. There's a great book, My Daily Bread, by Father Anthony Payone. It was written in the early 50s, published by the Confraternity of the Precious Blood. This book, if you've never listened to this program before when we did this, or if you've never read the book before, you need to hear it because it's going to really blow you away. Thursday, we focus on our Blessed Mother. Now, anyone who has just made the total consecration would really appreciate this show, and I'm going to call it Mother's Day. And Friday, we do the power of kindness. Kindness really can be powerful, and we will look at a great book by Father Lawrence Lovasik. The name of the book is Kindness. It has been reprinted in an abridged form known as The Hidden Power of Kindness, but I'm going to read from the original book, and we're going to teach you how to be kind. I mean, it sounds so simple, but it can be so difficult. It really can. It's a challenge. Now, each day on the program, we will also read and discuss the daily mass reading. So you're going to get the word of the Lord as well as some of this other information. So that's what I have planned. We do 30 minutes a night on the program. The podcast airs, I like to say, at 8 p.m., but I generally like to get the show loaded up a little before then. But it should be available each night by 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I tell you what, this has been, it's been a powerful experience. For the fifth year in a row, we did our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. If you were a part of it, you know just how powerful it can be. Now, if you have done it, we'll talk more about this on our Thursday shows when we devote the time to the Blessed Mother. But if you have made your total consecration, just give it some time to let it play out in your life. The Blessed Mother is already at work. We believe that. And each day, we want to make sure that we talk to her in some format. Say the rosary. That's a great thing you can do. Pray a Hail Mary or two or three. Just talk to her familiarly, however you want to do it. Make sure you just have some sort of a devotion to the Blessed Mother. It's a good thing to do. You don't have to be especially conscious of every time you pray that you're speaking to Mary first. No, you go ahead and you speak to Jesus. You speak to your Heavenly Father. You speak to the Holy Spirit. You certainly should speak to the Blessed Mother. Speak to them all. And you're going to see some changes start to happen in your life. And as I always tell you, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to also remind you that I would love to speak at your parish. So if you're looking for a parish speaker, maybe for a Lenten retreat or Lenten parish mission, please keep me in mind. Advent's a little tight for me this year, but I do still have some openings depending on when you need me. So just let me know. You can reach me by either going to my website, followingthetruth.com, or you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, before we pray and get on with the show, I also want once again, thank you for your prayers, for your kind words of support, and for your financial contributions. You are the reason that I'm still able to do this program. So I'm very grateful for all of your support, especially as we went through the total consecration. That's always a tough time for me because we run right through the weekends, and I get a little drained by going through the process. But I'll tell you, your prayers, your comments, your words of support really keep me going. So thank you very much for that. And also, I do want to thank you for the financial contributions, because I can't do this program and be active in full-time ministry without your help. So it really means a lot. Thank you very much. Boy, did I have an adventure this weekend. You remember I told you on Friday I would be flying to Cleveland to go film an episode of Living Right with Dr. Ray Guerendi. Remember I told you that last week? Well, boy, that turned out to be not exactly true. I did make it to Cleveland, and I did film the show. It was a great experience. And by the way, the show will air sometime in 2016. They're not really sure when, but maybe in the spring. I'll let you know as soon as I hear more. But I didn't get out on Friday, and it was amazing. I spent most of Friday at the Philadelphia International Airport, and it was the funniest thing, because the weather wasn't especially bad. The weather was great for most of the day, but my plane was supposed to take off at 11:30 on Friday morning. It got delayed two or three times. And a lot of times when you're in that mode and it gets delayed so many times, it's going to be canceled. And sure enough, it was canceled. They were having mechanical issues. The plane couldn't get fixed. And then they told us the only other flight to Cleveland would be, I think it was at 8:30 p.m. that evening. So this is about 2 in the afternoon. Rather than go home, I was going to stick it out. But they also said we have an earlier flight to Akron, which is pretty close to the Cleveland area. That was about a half an hour earlier. I thought, all right, let me take the Akron flight and see what happens. As it turns out, that flight got delayed once. But this was several hours before. And we're talking about maybe like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4:30. Once that got delayed, I realized this is not going to work out. And since I didn't absolutely have to be in Cleveland until Saturday, I opted to take the shuttle back home, because I was only 30 minutes away from my house. So it's a good thing I did, because on Friday evening I was looking at the flight, and my flight to Akron, sure enough, got canceled as well. In the meantime, we had a thunderstorm roll through the Philly area. It wasn't too bad, but I knew that was going to really mess things up. The good news is I hopped a flight Saturday morning, got out, did the show, no problems, flew back after the program, and all went well. So if you prayed for me, I want to thank you, because it all worked out. But man, I'll tell you, that is not at all what I expected to encounter. But you never know when you travel. That's one of the tricky things about traveling so much. But I am glad to be with you here on the show today. I'm glad that you're listening to the show. If you were a listener to the Total Consecration, I hope you continue to come back, because what I'm going to do on this program, what I've been doing for the past 5 years on this program, is sharing advice for how to follow Jesus Christ in your daily life. I think that's one of the biggest challenges we face as Catholic Christians. This challenge of having a friendship with Christ and really learning to listen to Him and follow Him each day. It's very, very hard. And a lot of us miss the point. I missed the point for years. So that's why, as I have been growing closer to the Lord, I like to share my secrets with others. And together, I think we can walk on the path that's going to lead us closer to Christ. And if you've made your total consecration, remember, the Blessed Mother is helping you out, so you're in good shape. That's what we're going to do on the show. We will hang out for 30 minutes each night. We'll read the Mass readings. I'll have a certain theme each night. And again, it's only 30 minutes. So I really hope you can listen to the program however it works for you. You can download the podcast. You can listen directly from my website and get it from iTunes, however you want to do it. I'm happy that you are here with me. Now, you might be wondering what the beverage du jour is tonight. Well, here we go. We have a cup of Wegmans decaf coffee. Now, Wegmans is a supermarket chain. I don't think they're national. I guess they're just in the Northeast, but that's what I have today. It's very good. It's not Mystic Monk coffee, which is, as you've heard me say in the past, the greatest coffee you will ever drink. If you are a coffee fan, as I am, I'm out right now. I need to get more. But I recommend very strongly that you visit followingthetruth.com and take a look at Mystic Monk Coffee. You will not be disappointed. And whenever you purchase the coffee through my website, I end up with a little donation. The monks who produce the coffee, they make a profit, and you get some excellent coffee. So it really works out great for all of us. And I thank you for your support in that matter. And you're also going to get some great coffee. So it's a win-win. Ready to pray? Let's get started. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this wonderful day. Thank you for all the blessings that you give to us each and every day of our lives. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the grace that we need to be holy and to one day be able to reach heaven. Father, we ask you to bless us and our family members. Bless those around us. Bless our friends. Bless our co-workers. Help us to boldly proclaim our faith, even when it gets difficult. And grant us the perseverance that we need to remain faithful to you and to always seek you out every day of our lives. Father, we turn to you and we present to you our own personal intentions, our needs, those things that can distract us. We lift them up to you and we ask for your help. I give you this program today, and I ask you, Father, to take it over, to speak through me, and to draw us closer to you. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We turn now to our Blessed Mother Mary, as we do every day on the program, and we ask her for her prayers with the words, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks for stopping by. My name is Gary Zimek. I've got my window open. It's a great day here in southern New Jersey. I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying the weather. Hope you've got a snack or a beverage. Remember, we encourage that on this show. We just chill out for 30 minutes and we talk about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. Today on the show, we're going to first look at the daily Mass readings. And, you know, if you are someone who is not familiar with the Bible, if you're not as familiar with the Bible as you'd like, I always recommend that you get used to reading the daily Mass readings. It's a great way to allow the Lord to speak to you. And we let the church guide us through the Bible. That's what happens when we do the daily Mass readings. That's why I like to read them on the program every day. So here we're going to look at the Mass readings for Monday, the 28th week in Ordinary Time. Just to put this into perspective, there are 34 weeks in ordinary time, 33 numbered weeks, and then the 34th week is the Sunday of Christ the King, the Solemnity of Christ the King. And that closes out the church year, and we begin a new church year with the season of Advent. So that's where we stand right now. We've got, six more weeks left before Advent? Sounds scary, doesn't it? But let's continue to head through the Bible and let the church guide us using the daily Mass readings. Today's first reading is a reading from the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. We've been flip-flopping back and forth between the Old and the New Testament. For the daily Mass readings, sometimes the first reading is from the Old Testament, sometimes it's from the New Testament. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we have here is the beginning of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. He talks about the fact that he was called to be an apostle. He was called to be an apostle by Jesus, by the resurrected Jesus. He wasn't one of the original 12 apostles, but Paul mentions several times that he was called to be an apostle directly by Jesus when he ran into them on the road to Damascus. You can read about this in the Acts of the Apostles. Paul mentions it three different times. He tells the story. He tells the story of how he was a persecutor of Christians, and he ran into Jesus. Didn't even know who he was, but he ran into Jesus, and Jesus called him to be an apostle, to share the good news. Now, what I would present to you, when you hear this, when you look at this story of Paul, who was called to be an apostle, who was called to be a follower of Jesus, and given a mission to share the good news, you and I share that call. We were all called, you know, by virtue of our baptism, by being members of the church, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. Are you going to respond to the call as Paul did? Or are you going to reject it, saying, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to step on any toes. I might not know what to say. We make a lot of excuses. But as Catholics, we're called to evangelize, to share the good news. If you're scared, well, you have help. The Lord's going to help you. If you made your total consecration, you've got the Blessed Mother working in your life to maybe push you a little bit, to give you a nudge or two, which is what we need. And if you depend on her help, the help of the saints, the help of the Lord Jesus, the help of the Holy Spirit, and your Heavenly Father, you're going to be in really good shape. But the question is, are you willing to say yes? If you are, then you'll be amazed at what the Lord can do in your life. He's going to send people to you. Don't be surprised if people start asking you questions. That's what generally happens. So the point is, today, let's make that conscious decision that we're going to serve the Lord, and if he needs us to spread the good news, which he does, we're willing to do it. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 98. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Unfortunately, that might not always be true. There are people who do not know Christ. They do not know of him. They do not know of his church. They don't know it's possible to have a personal relationship with him. Guess who can change that? That's right. You and I, we can change that. And again, it comes to this willingness. Are you willing to share Christ with those around you? They really need to hear about him. They need to see him active in your life. And they also need to hear some explanation about what he can do in their life. Are we willing to do it? The Alleluia verse before the gospel today, this is a great one. This is just a little message that I think it's important for us to understand. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. It's Psalm 95, verse 8. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. We're being called to share Christ with others. By virtue of our baptism, this is really something that we are called to do. Are you willing to do it? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The gospel today is from Luke chapter 11, verse 29 through 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." We do have something or someone greater than Jonah in our lives. We have Jesus Christ. Now, if you remember the story of Jonah, it's a great book. It's about four chapters long. It's a very short book of the Bible. It tells the story of this reluctant prophet, Jonah, who the Lord sent to Nineveh. And the people were on the wrong track. The Lord wanted Jonah to go and tell them to repent. Well, Jonah didn't want to go. He didn't feel the people were worthy of God's forgiveness, so he just didn't want to go. He took off the other way. God arranged it so that Jonah had a change of heart. He spent 3 days in the belly of a large fish, got spit out on land, and the Lord once again said, "Hey, Jonah, let's go to Nineveh." Jonah said, "Great idea, Lord." He went, even though his heart wasn't in it. And we talked about this a few weeks ago on the program. We were looking at the readings. And what happened was that the people responded. They did repent, and they were saved. Their country was saved because of their repentance. In the meantime, Jonah was angry that the Lord would be merciful to them. But what it shows you is that even if your heart is not in the right place, even if you are not the greatest evangelist in the world, even if you don't think you have all the answers, God can use you if you're willing to say yes. Certainly, you should prepare to do the best you can to understand what our church teaches, but the fact that you're willing to say yes is more important. And that's what happened with Jonah, and that's what also happened with so many other people through the ages. St. Paul is another great example of that. St. Paul was someone who was a persecutor of Christians, didn't even know Jesus, and the Lord chose him to be an apostle. And that's what you and I have to remember, that we are called to do the same thing. We are called by the Lord to share the good news with those around us. Don't worry about not being qualified. As the old saying goes, God doesn't call the qualified, God qualifies the called. You and I, we're called. We're called to share the good news. He'll give us what we need. Continue to pray, though, for the courage that you need to get out there and spread that good news, for the courage, the wisdom. How do you know what to say? Well, that's where the Holy Spirit comes into play. But He's got a great plan for your life, and you never know how He's going to use you to reach other people. It all starts with your willingness to say yes. You say yes, and the God's going to use you. So let's make that our prayer today. Let's tell the Lord that we will not harden our hearts when we hear His voice, and that we're willing to let Him use us however He sees fit. Now, before we go into the next part of the show, I just want to say, if you have questions about this reading, these readings we did today, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to get in touch with me. Every Monday, I like to briefly look at a topic that I call What Catholics Really Believe. It really is a walk through the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is a document, really good document, by the way, that represents 2,000 years of Catholic Church teaching. I recommend you get yourself a copy of the Catechism. If you don't have one, you can find it online at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website, usccb.org. You can find it at the Vatican website, vatican.va. But it's great to have your own copy. You can get a paperback copy at a reasonable price. It is an excellent representation of what we believe as Catholics. Now, the version I use on the program is called the Compendium of the Catechism. It's a question and answer version of the document. Works well for radio for the purposes of this program. Today we are continuing by looking at part three, which is all about life in Christ. And today we will talk about the root of human dignity. So here's what we're going to do. I'll give a question, I'll give an answer, we'll talk a little bit, okay? Question 358, what is the root of human dignity? And the answer is, the dignity of the human person is rooted in his or her creation in the image and likeness of God, endowed with a spiritual and immortal soul, intelligence and free will. The human person is ordered to God and called in soul and in body to eternal beatitude. So therefore, you and I and everybody around us is created in the image and likeness of God. Now, for some of us, we may not reflect that image and likeness. That could be difficult. It could be difficult when we're looking at people, dealing with people who might not really be reflecting the image and likeness of God. We still have to see God in them, or we should strive to see God in them. We have to love them. But remembering that should make you feel really good about yourself, too. A lot of times we get down when we sin, but you were created in the image and the likeness of God, meaning you were created to be good. You're good, and that should make you feel really good. You are created in the image and likeness of God. Now let's talk about this word beatitude. How do we attain beatitude? We attain beatitude by virtue of the grace of Christ, which makes us participants in the divine life of Christ. Now we're talking here, I should probably define the word beatitude. The word beatitude is to be blessed, to be holy, if you will. Jesus, we might be familiar with on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks about the beatitudes. Well, these are things that we should incorporate into our life to make us holy. So we do this through the virtue of the grace of Christ. The Lord gives us the grace to be good. We can't do it on our own. Christ in the gospel points out to his followers the way that leads to eternal happiness, the beatitudes. The grace of Christ also is operative in every person who, following a correct conscience, seeks and loves the true and good and avoids evil. Now the question might arise, which is the next question, why are the Beatitudes important for us? The Beatitudes are at the heart of Jesus' preaching, and they take up and fulfill the promises that God made, starting with Abraham. They depict the very countenance of Jesus, and they characterize authentic Christian life. They reveal the ultimate goal of human activity, which is eternal happiness. So we could forget this, but the goal of our life and anything that we do is eternal happiness in heaven. We are created to live with the Lord forever in heaven. Practicing these Beatitudes in our daily lives will make us holy and eventually will allow that to happen. Remember that we fail often. This is the goal. This is the ideal. This is what we aim toward. And we can't do it without the Lord's help. So we're doing this with the help of the Lord. Now, what is the relationship between the Beatitudes and our desire for happiness? The Beatitudes respond to the innate desire for happiness that God has placed in the human heart in order to draw us to himself. God alone can satisfy this desire. This desire for happiness that's in our heart can only be satisfied by God. You know what? This is a really important thing to consider. We go through life and we look for happiness in a lot of different ways. The only real, true, lasting happiness that we're ever going to find in this life is through the Lord. We search after happiness in so many different ways, but we miss the point. The only way we'll be truly happy is if we have a relationship with Christ in our lives. We do that, we're going to be happy in spite of suffering, in spite of difficulties, in spite of all kinds of problems that pop up in our life. We can still be happy. And finally today, let's take a look at what is eternal happiness. It is the vision of God in eternal life in which we are fully partakers of the divine nature, of the glory of Christ, and of the joy of the Trinitarian life. This happiness surpasses human capabilities. It is a supernatural and gratuitous gift of God, just as is the grace which leads to it. This promised happiness confronts us with the decisive moral choices concerning earthly goods, and urges us to love God above all things. Now, next Monday, as we continue this series, as we walk through the Catechism, we're going to take a look at man's freedom. In the same way that we are able to live a good moral life with the grace that the Lord gives us, we can also do the wrong thing and live a sinful life. And most of us have a mixture. We do some things well, we do some things that please the Lord, we do some things that don't please the Lord. But the goal for us is to live each and every moment of every day doing what God wants us to do. We do that, we'll end up in heaven. Sounds simple, but it gets a little bit more challenging. That's why we need that daily walk with our Lord. And when we do that, we find that it is possible to achieve happiness in this life, which leads to eternal happiness in the next life. Well, that's about all the time I have for now. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow night as we look at the life or how to imitate Christ. That's tomorrow's topic. I hope you'll be able to join me. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in, and God bless you.